Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Nick Karski and Dan Doherty with you here on this Thursday. We continue to honor ESPN Ithaca's teams of the decade. This week, the Moravia Blue Devils and the Class C Boys Basketball State Champions from 2017. You heard from Todd Mulvaney, their head coach, earlier in the week. If you missed any of that interview, you can find it on our pod center at ESPNIthaca.com and the ESPN Ithaca app. And one of those members of the Blue Devils boys basketball team was the Class C Player of the Year. And he joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines presented by Modern Market in Moravia. That's Gabe Short. And Gabe, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. I can't believe it, man. It's already been, what, close to 3.5 years since you guys won a state title. It almost feels like it was just so recent. How does it feel for you? Does it still feel like a pretty recent memory?
Feels a lot longer than that, just because I've been so removed from basketball for a while and everything. And it's not like all of our friends and everything on the team, we get to see each other every day. So it's been kind of different not being around everyone all the time, but it definitely feels like it's been a while.
Obviously, there were so many different moments from that season that I'm sure stick out and stand out to you. Winning the section championship, winning the state championship, so many close games. But I'm kind of curious if there was something off the court that really just resonates with you now and something that just really sticks with your mind, something that happened off the court from that season that maybe still brings a smile to your face.
I would probably say it all revolves around Dustin's accident and how It took us a while to finally realize that we have to come together and we just got to kind of keep pushing through. And just fighting through adversity is such a key thing for life. Like, I've gone through it now after being out of high school and now being in college and everything. There's always something that you're going to have to fight through. And it was kind of a good thing to go through an experience like that, so it prepares you for the rest of life that you have.
And Moravia was constantly in the state tournament, state Final Four that decade, but never got that big win that the 2017 team did. So, would you credit that coming together as the reason that team was able to make it all the way?
I would give it some credit because we had to come together as soon as possible so we could have a chance. And with it being in the later part of the season that the accident occurred, it was tough. And we just had to figure out ways, and we just kept grinding through it day by day. And I would say it definitely has some piece to it, and it made it even more special when everything was finished.
We're chatting with Gabe Short of the 2017 Moravia Blue Devils boys basketball team, the 2017 Class C Player of the Year. Our conversation today presented by Modern Market in Moravia. For you, you kind of mentioned some of the adversity that you had to face and everything like that. But I would love to know, in terms of X's and O's, what do you think made this team a championship-winning team?
That's a tough one. I just feel we really didn't have any weaknesses, I didn't think. Early on in the year, our defense was a little suspect. But the more you get together, the more games you go through, practice every day, you start building on and building on things. But we were just a solid overall team. Like, we had really good guard play, you had good defensive, and like, we all just cared about it, and that was half the battle. And half the battle of having a good team is everyone buying into the process, and Coach Mulvaney does a great job of getting kids to buy into the process, and you start to realize it more and more as you get away from the program. You just are a bystander and you just watch and you see how he pulls kids in. You can just see the way that they look at him, and you can just see that they're buying into the whole team atmosphere.
And you guys had a lot of memorable games from that year, but what was really the moment where it clicked in your head that this team could go all the way?
It'd be in the game that we played Cooperstown and had that big comeback after being down 23-2 in the first quarter. Once we got through that game, it was pretty much, that was a team to beat. Number one team in the state going in, we were playing, and we knew if we we could beat Cooperstown. We had a legit shot of winning it all. And to come back made it even more noticeable to all of us is that we could actually do this, because we just came back from being over 20 points down in the first quarter to winning the game by like 10 or 12, I think it might have been.
Was there ever any concern or panic when you guys found yourself down by that many points so early on in the game?
I didn't really have a whole lot of panic, because we went up and watched them when they played Tully in the Section 3 final, and they got out to a hot start on Tully, and Tully just started chipping away at it and made it a game. And that was my biggest thing, just telling everybody. I could see some faces were like a little bit shocked. Even my dad tells me that watching that game, he's like, yeah, as soon as you guys got down by 20, I said, here's the season, it's over. So there was definitely some panic from other people, but there wasn't much from us as a team. We kind of just knew what we had to do and just fight through it.
Gabe Short with us here on BTL as we look back at ESPN Ithaca's Team of the Decade from the Moravia Blue Devils. It's the 2017 Blue Devils Boys Basketball State Championship winning group. This is brought to you by Modern Market in Moravia. You, as I mentioned, were named the Class C co-player of the year with Tyler Bertram from Cooperstown. You averaged over a double-double per contest, just under 20 points and over 10 rebounds per game. What do you feel like was the secret to your success your senior season?
Definitely would be expanding my range as a shooter. We worked on it every single day, and I finally started to pull it out a little bit more once teams started playing off me. Like, it really started in the Cooperstown game. They would just sag off me. They'd be standing at the free throw line if I was at the top of the key with the ball. First couple times I didn't shoot it, and then we got timeout, and Coach Vopicelli looked at me. He's like, you got to shoot it. You got to make them guard you. From that point on, I just started letting it fly.
You hit a couple of threes in the state playoffs, too.
Yeah, well, my thousand point was on one. That was pretty cool.
That's great. I
never thought my thousand point would be on a three-pointer.
Well, you mentioned how the impact Tom Mulvaney had on the team and the spirit in general. But for you, what's a lesson that you learned from Todd that you took with you after high school?
Just giving it 100% in whatever you do. Like, you really realize how much time and effort that he puts in to just basketball and just to caring about a group of kids that buy into a process. So it really shows you that whatever you want to do in life, that you really just need to go after it and put all the effort that you can into it, no matter how big or how small it really is.
We're chatting with Gabe Short of the Moravia Boys Basketball Team, the 2017 New York State Class C Champions, here on BTL as we celebrate our Teams of the Decade presented by Modern Market in Moravia. You know, I'll never forget the fanfare that you guys had, whether it was winning the sectional championship, playing for a state championship and seeing the arena down in Binghamton completely full, or the big, huge parade that you guys had after winning the state title on a rainy weekend in Moravia. I mean, the places were always in support of you guys. The places were packed. What does that mean to you, though, knowing that Moravia is such a strong-knit community, especially when it comes to basketball? They really have this special bond with the basketball program.
It means a lot. Like, you don't realize how much of like a small town sports really make an impact on you. Like, I know some of my friends in college now, they're from a lot bigger schools, and they're like, holy cow, you only graduated with 70 kids in your class. And like, yeah, and just the atmosphere that you get from knowing most of the people in the crowd, and they're 100% behind you no matter what's happening out on the court, win, lose. And it just means a lot, because they just bring so much energy every night. And like, some of the games that we were in were just crazy loud. And it's just an awesome atmosphere. It's kind of like a Duke Carolina atmosphere with fans in Moravia.
How have you embraced it now with your involvement with the Moravia basketball program? And also, you know, maybe some of the lessons that you have learned from Coach Mulvaney.
A couple of the things that I've learned is you got to be able to relate to kids. And like now coaching the past couple of years, it's really made me realize how you have to kind of let them grow on you, and you have to get them to buy into the process, like I've said a couple times. And like last year coaching JV, it really made me realize how much kids in our community look up to Moravia basketball players, Moravia basketball coaches. And the parents, they just tell you that. And it's awesome to hear that, because when you're in high school and playing sports, you don't really think that you're a role model to a lot of kids. You're just kind of going through living your life. And then once you graduate and do something like I did, was take a coaching position at Moravia, and kids look up to you and they just want to learn. And it's an awesome feeling.
And how much did that experience make you appreciate the job that Todd did, throughout your high school career?
Oh, it opens your eyes to see how much time he puts in away from basketball. And that's what I tried to give back to the kids. And that's how the whole program is just revolved. It's like one big family. And no matter, you could be on the other side of the country and still be involved in this program that we have.
Gabe, it's been great reflecting with you and looking back at everything that has happened with that Moravia basketball community, because it's a special one, that's for sure. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Be safe, be well out there, and I'm sure we'll cross paths with you soon here, okay?
All right, thank you for having me, guys.